Leslie Cunningham with liveandloverichly.com. Are you a woman entrepreneur who is ready to bust free from your fear and doubt around your ability to make great money so you master the inner game of time and money, double your income and free time, and break through into six figures and more in your business? Discover the six-figure secrets to transforming your relationship with time and money so you live and love richly at liveandloverichly.com. The pointless business building mistake you're making. You could prevent these business vision mistakes, but probably aren't. Over the last few months, I've experienced several exciting breakthroughs in my business, yet some of these breakthroughs were immediately followed by breakdowns, where I found myself seriously doubting my ability to achieve a particular vision or goal that I had set for myself. Recently, I committed to taking a bold stand to be not only an entrepreneur who lives and loves richly, but to also be someone who is a stand for every entrepreneur living and loving richly. The idea behind taking a bold stand is that it's meant to literally be a stand that you take on. It's meant to be a vision that is so all-encompassing and filled with possibility that you have to literally reinvent yourself and who you consider yourself to be to experience it. It's not an actual place to get to or an end result to achieve. Rather, it's meant to be a place to come from that informs all your daily actions and decisions. That's not really possible, my mind insisted after I had created this vision and stand for myself. And before I knew it, and before I was consciously aware, I began buying into the skeptical conversations as they arose inside my head. These conversations were so subtle that I didn't realize that I was believing them to be true. They seemed to be accurately describing the truth as I knew it. Not only that, but I had a particular bold income goal that I was committed to achieving, and it seemed like I was certain to fall short of achieving it. This added fuel to the fire for my insatiable skeptical mind. However, despite the incessant stories of doubt and fear, I continued to ask myself, as a business owner who is committed to living and loving richly and being a stand for all entrepreneurs living and loving richly, what would she do right now? And here's what occurred. For the first several hours of my day, even though I felt uninspired and doubtful about my ability to be and achieve my vision, and even though my critical mind chattered away in the background, I continued to repeat my vision in the form of a question to myself. As a business owner who is committed to living and loving richly and being a stand for every business owner to do this as well, what would she do right now? I would pause to listen for an answer and then took action on the guidance I received. In one moment in particular, the insight that came to me, if I were a business owner then who was living and loving richly, I would be extremely present and attentive during the conversation that I'm having right now with this particular client. And as I listened to my client, an insight occurred to me on how she could increase her fees. I shared my inspiration with her, and at the end of our session, I could hear the deep gratitude in her voice. She immediately implemented the action and reported at our next session that she had already gone on to instantly increase her fees, a true victory. I became willing to continue living and staying committed to my vision every moment by moment and take action in spite of the fact that initially I felt skeptical and uninspired. What happened was startling. I began showing up for clients, prospects, and myself in powerful new ways and having insights that I wouldn't normally have conceived. Many of my clients now lead their sessions incredibly transformed with new and inspired practical actions. And not only that, but within a concentrated period of time, I've experienced a new surge of prospects reaching out to me to connect and work with me. I've realized that I don't always have to feel truly inspired or even feel like committing to and being my vision, just as long as I'm willing to commit to creating my vision each moment throughout the day. I've learned that accessing my creativity and achieving a particular goal can only happen in the present moment. That's really the only time for creative opportunity. There have been times in the past when I've set a particular goal, and even when I went so far as writing it down on paper. In fact, I can recall times in the beginning stages of my business when I set a certain goal to make a certain amount of money by the end of the year. But in truth, in order to achieve my income goal, the vision has to live inside of me moment by moment. I have to be willing to commit to creating in spite of how I feel and in spite of my inner commentary and self-doubts. Then miracles seem to occur in my business easily and effortlessly, right before my very eyes. This is Leslie Cunningham. Thanks so much for listening in. And until next time, live and love richly.